This morning on the news, I heard that 10 million of our fellow Americans are flying the skies this weekend. And they're putting up with all the hassle of airports and security lines so that they can get to some nice place where they can rest. And they need to rest because if they're going to get home, they have to go through the hassle again. They also said that 38 million of our fellow Americans are navigating the highways and byways and the turnpikes and parkways to get to a nice place this weekend where they can rest and get enough rest so they can navigate back home. Now, a few people, I think that's us, stayed at home. And we have to put up with this lovely place called Bergen County, Haworth, on a beautiful spring day. And actually, it's very easy for us to enjoy this beautiful place and to rest and relax and enjoy ourselves. So who are the smart ones? I'm not too sure. I think we might be. But on this weekend, we want to remember that we have two mandates. This is a special weekend, actually. We have two mandates, two requests, one from our society and one from our church. And the one from our society is that we remember and reflect on this Memorial Day on the 1 1/3 million men and women who lost their lives defending our country, an ultimate sacrifice. And that is a very important request and a great obligation that we all have, not to just enjoy the weekend, but to remember all of those people, mostly young people. So we do, and I recommend that when we receive the Eucharist this morning, that as we reach out and receive the presence of God, that we remember that 1 1/3 million people who have died. And the second request and mandate is from our church, and we're asked to remember and reflect on another great gift we were given. And it took place 50 days after Easter, 2,000 years ago. And it was actually originally a Jewish holiday. It still is, actually. In Greek, it's Pentecost, 50 days. In Hebrew, it's Shavuot. And it was always 50 days after, for the Jewish people, Passover. And Passover, they celebrated their liberation from Egypt and their entrance into the desert on the way to the Promised Land. So that was a big feast. And they celebrated for a long time, the Passover season. And in fact, in biblical terms, 7 is the number of completion, so they waited 7 weeks. And there's 7 days, and 7 days and 7 weeks is 49, and then on the 50th day, they celebrated something else. And they celebrated being in the desert, and in the desert as they were traveling under great stress, and things began to fall apart, they needed a moment from God where their souls and minds would be put at rest. And so God called Moses up to the top of Mount Sinai, and he gave to Moses a gift. And the gift was the gift of the mind of God, the will of God, how these Jewish people were to live as they journeyed through the desert, to calm them down, to focus them, and the gift was the gift of the Ten Commandments, the law. And the people in the valley were looking up as Moses ascended the mountain, and we got to the top, the whole mountain was covered with smoke, and they couldn't see God, and no, Moses couldn't see God either. God came to Moses in a fire, like a fire from a furnace, and it created great smoke, and it covered the whole mountain, and he blinded Moses. He had to turn away, and it scorched Moses. He was scorched for the rest of his life with the light of that fire. But in that fire, God gave him the wisdom, the mind of God, the will of God, how to live life, the Ten Commandments. So the Jewish people, every year, 50 days after the celebration of their leaving Egypt, celebrated the celebration of the gift from the fiery mountain of wisdom, how to live life. Now, for the Christians, they simply adopted that pattern. But instead of counting from Passover, they counted from Easter. And they counted the 7 weeks and the 50th day. And they remembered that on that 50th day, the apostles ended up exactly where they were Easter night in the upper room. And they had just said goodbye to Jesus 10 days earlier in the ascension. But they were still fearful. They knew what Jesus wanted them to do, but they were still fearful. They knew how to live life because Jesus taught them how to live life, but they were still fearful. They didn't seem to have the strength to carry out what Jesus taught them. So in this upper room, and they're still fearful, on that night, the room was filled with a wind that permeated, that penetrated the walls of the building they were in. And in that whirlwind, fire came down upon them, tongues of fire. And of course, this is recreating the whole scene of Moses in the desert on Mount Sinai. And the tongues of fire came, and what were they receiving? They were receiving the infusion of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the risen Jesus. And this Spirit of the risen Jesus is giving them strength, and it's giving them knowledge, understanding, wisdom, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And suddenly their fear disappears, and they go out into the streets and they proclaim Jesus. They proclaim his teachings. They proclaim his life. They proclaim his promises. They proclaim his identity without fear. And strangely enough, people from all over the world on that street could understand the message. Ah, that's Pentecost. And Pentecost for us, we celebrate that in the sacrament of confirmation. Pentecost for us is our remembrance that we have been infused with that the breath, the wind, the breath of God, and the fire. The fire, the light of wisdom, of knowledge. We got it. We have the strength to be Christ-like. We have the strength. But we have to remember this because we can live for a long, long time as Christians not thinking about the power that is infused in us by God. We can live without reflecting on the Holy Spirit working within us, in our minds and in our hearts. We have a power to live life right and to bring into this world the message of Jesus, which ends up in peace, in justice, and salvation. So in Pentecost, we've been lighting this Christ candle since Easter, Easter Vigil. At the end of this Mass, we're going to extinguish that light. You know why? Because the light transfers from that candle To you. You are the light bearers. You are the ones that have the power and the knowledge and the grace to bring Christ into this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.